You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
And we have got Deputy Mayor of Tāmaki Makaurau, Desley Simpson, on the line. Lovely to have you back, Desley. How are you this morning?
I'm really well, thank you, Morena. Good morning.
It's nice to chat with you. I wish we could say there hasn't still been weather happening across the city and across the North Island, but it is a bit of a rough time out there.
Rachel, it's really tough. And it's still tough here in Auckland, but especially down on Hawke's Bay, East Coast Way, yes.
Yeah, it's not great. I mean, we're going to talk about the budget today, but I do just want to very briefly touch base on any updates that need to be shared, particularly for those folks in the West Coast. I know there are still people who are having a hard time with water out there and with road access. What's the situation at the moment? Anything major to share?
Look, the update that we have overnight is happening right now when I'm talking to you. So
excellent.
I haven't got anything completely, but if you want to call me back in about half an hour, I'm happy to do that. But look, as every day goes past, there's more people are getting their power back on. We are trying to, we're continuing to get supplies and stuff to our West Coast folk. Gosh, you can't say that. Quickly, but look, it's still not perfect by a long stroke, and it's pretty tough for those people, both mentally and physically. And I know that all of Auckland, and in fact, wider, our hearts go out to those people, especially.
Well, we'll keep touching base on that, because obviously it's important to see how everyone's going. But let's talk about the budget proposal from Auckland Council. Mm-hmm. This has been, I think it's fair to say, very controversial, and there's quite a lot of pushback happening in the media and from the public to this. There is an attempt to save $41 million, which perhaps seems like a lot of money, but I do want to nod to an article that Sam Brooks wrote for the spin-off, asking whether $41 million in savings is worth the decimation of Auckland's community and culture. Now, that might feel like quite the headline there, but there is going to be a really significant reduction in funding to a lot of the cultural part of the city. I want to start with the question, why do we need to save this money? Why can't we be borrowing more money as a council?
Okay, so the budget is about doing a combination of things to end up with a balanced budget. By law, we have to do it, right? Now, what this budget does, it's a bitter pill. There's no doubt to have to find just under $300 million or $295 million before you even start is a hard ask, all right? So we have said to Aucklanders, by way of the mayor's budget, okay, so we're going to do our bit. We're going to look for some savings. We're going to have to look for some rates increases. We're going to have to look for some asset sales by way of potentially the airport shares and some debt, some extra debt. And collectively, that would make a balanced budget. Look, just in the arts and culture sector, I think it's really important to realise that contextualising, you know, we're not decimating arts and culture in Auckland. We spend well over $100 million a year on arts and culture, and
okay,
we'll
but
continue
before
to
we
do
get,
so.
Before we get too far down that particular track, I think if you talk to anyone who works in the arts and culture sector, it would be fair to say that there's never enough money to go around, so losing any funding you've got is going to be a really significant thing. And we're looking at funding it sweeps broadly here, things that support queer communities, things that support our Pacific performance art, things that support our local art galleries. We're also looking at music and parks. This is all stuff that, to an average punter, is the thing that makes Auckland a city that you would want to live in. What is going to be there to support those things when all this money is potentially removed?
Look, you've got two options here. We either save some from the arts and culture sector, or we go for a 1% rates increase. Because the $20 million savings, that a lot of that comes from Auckland Council, is equivalent to a 1% rates rise. Then you've got to turn around and say, well, hold on, let's look at it from the ratepayer's perspective. We are living in an environment where cost of living and inflationary pressures are going up for them. Interest rates are going up. If they own a home, they are going to have to, and they have a non-fixed mortgage, a floating mortgage, they're going to have to pay more in interest costs. We've got public transport going up. So the cost to the ratepayer is going to be increased too. And it's about balancing that between the two. So, yes, one of the options is, if you want to fund all those things, that's another 1%
Okay, but are they the only two options? What about borrowing more money? Why isn't that something we're hearing the council discuss at the moment?
We've already got increased borrowing on the table as part of the whole package, an extra, you know, $78 million. And just like everybody else, when you borrow more, it costs you more. And again, for us, from a borrowing perspective, the interest rates are going up. Now, you know, our debt is humongous. It's eye-wateringly large. It's not out of control. But you're talking something like $13 billion, right? So, you know, a 1% increase on debt for us is a huge amount of money. So we are looking at increased debt. Yes, we are. We are looking at selling the airport shares, which would pay down some of the opportunity from our debt. So that's really important. It means that we don't have to pay so much in interest. I mean, we would save ourselves about $87 million a year in interest. Well, that's a 4% rate rise by itself. But we are doing things to cut back our interest costs and cut back our debt, but we're also looking at increasing our debt as well.
Okay, well, under previous leadership for the council, mm-hmm. we've been going through some extraordinary times as a mm-hmm. not just as a city, but as a world. The whole world mm-hmm. has been experiencing extraordinary times. Everything you've said about inflation, about the cost of living, and then as mm-hmm. we're seeing at the moment as well, massive climate change impacts for our city too. Those are all obviously major problems that we're having to acutely deal with, but they're also mm-hmm. things we're going to have to learn to deal with in the long term as well. This seems to me, and I know it seems to a lot of people who've been commenting about this already, this seems to me like a budget that isn't planning for the future of Auckland. It's planning for a very immediate moment. What would you say to that as a criticism?
Well, every budget has to have sustainability in its sort of mix, and it isn't a one but six. It is to have a long-term benefit as well. I mean, when it comes to climate, for example, we have climate mitigation funded by general rates, and we have a special targeted rate that we started this year, which will raise over $500 million in 10 years for climate action. We haven't touched that climate action targeted rate. It stays there, and the funding associated with it and the programs associated with that stay there as well. I mean, it's focused on things that will have the highest impact on our climate, like transport, like our urban ngahere or forests. And you know, what we're doing is using that budget to change improvements to our bus network, for example.
Yeah.
So, I mean, we've also got things like the natural environment targeted rates, healthy dieback, predator programs, water quality targeted rates to keep up beaches and aquifers and streams. So we're still doing climate-related work, not just for today, but for the future as well.
We have seen a lot of criticism from the conservation and climate change advocacy sector of Wayne Brown's budget, particularly when it comes to things like water quality targeted rates being on the chopping block and particularly funding.
That's not true. The water quality targeted rate and the natural environment targeted rate we have been collecting for a few years, and what we've got for this year is a work program that will not change. We are not cutting the work program, but we've actually got more money in the till than we need to deliver that work program at the moment. So what we've said to ratepayers is, hold on, we don't need to keep collecting that money when we can already fund the work program. So we're not cutting the work program, but we have been able to reduce the amount of an ask to deliver it. Okay. We're not cutting what it's been designed to deliver. I think that's a really key point.
But
the work program or the work associated with the water quality targeted rate and the natural environment targeted rate are still being able to deliver, even though we can cut the amount of money that we're asking Aucklanders to pay.
Okay, I mean that's perhaps true, but you know, we've just seen some extraordinary water related circumstances here in Tāmaki Makaurau. Should we not be thinking about investing more in that at the moment? Isn't that something that for the long term we should be looking at, not just for
absolutely
this immediate space?
Mm. Look, that's a larger conversation that we're having with the government as well. Absolutely. Look, added to this budget is an extra $20 million for sort of storm flood related, you know, responses. But the big conversation, I mean, we have $11 billion currently in our LTP for water-based infrastructure, you know, below the ground. And we do need to do more. It could potentially be $111 billion, you know. But that's all tied up with Three Waters and where that's going. And we've got, you know, political views on that from the major political parties. But it's a partnership program with Auckland Council and central government, which will help deliver some significant change to infrastructure in Auckland to deal with, you know, major storm events, which we are just going to keep getting.
Okay, well, there's a lot we could keep talking about on this, but we do have to let you go, Desley. If people want to have their say on this proposed budget, where do they go and what's the time frame for them speaking their piece on this?
Right, Rachel, look, we open for consultation at midday today. That's midday today, the 28th of February, and it is open for 1 month. Now, there are many ways to have your say. You can have it electronically, online, by phone, going to, you know, community meetings, etc., and they're all available on our website, akhaveyoursay, which is akhaveyoursay, all one word, .nz/budget.
Thank you so much, Desley, for your time this morning. Really appreciate you coming on the show to have a chat about the budget. Take care, and we will talk to you again soon.
Thank you, Rachel. Have a good day.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.